Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities, hosting these planning seminars in January, on the 14th in Valparaiso, Indiana, the 17th in West Lafayette, Indiana, the 19th in Mount Carmel, Illinois, the 20th in Hoopston, Illinois, the 21st in Rensselaer, Indiana, and the 22nd in Lima, Ohio.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says consumer prices dropped by 0.7% in December, slightly smaller than the 0.9% drop expected by economists. For the year, consumer prices edged up by just 0.1%, the smallest annual change since consumer prices actually fell by 0.7% in 1954. Consumer prices rose by 4.1% for all of 2007. The International Energy Agency today cut its world demand for oil by 1 million barrels a day on expectations of economic recession in various parts of the world and that it will continue to squeeze energy consumption. The IEA says that it expects 2009 global crude demand to contract 0.6% after dropping 0.3% last year, the first two-year dip in consumption since 1982 and 1983. The IEA forecast is based on expectations that the world economy will grow by just 1.2% in 2009 versus the International Monetary Fund's estimate in November of 2.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at, if I can click in here and get a good number for you, it's up 105 points, now up 99 points, at 8303. The NASDAQ is at 1533, up 21, and the S&P 500 is at 854, and it is up 11 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now to talk about the weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. First off, across the United States, obviously, the cold snap has been the focus for not only livestock producers, but also those with wheat concerns. And while the majority of wheat areas had sufficient snow cover, there may have been some winter damage done in some of the lesser areas in through Iowa and southwestern Illinois where there was no snow cover. But that won't be officially known until things start to green up a little bit. But again, we had temperatures down below zero into southern Illinois where there is no snow cover, and that cold starting to drift away, but there's another chance, or there's another expectation, I should say, for much below normal temperatures across the upper Midwest and into the western Corn Belt next week from between generally the 22nd and the 24th. That's also the case in the area off to our east. The cold air that's in place for us right now will start to drift off to the east, and much below normal temperatures expected all the way down into northern Florida, across areas from central Alabama, Georgia, and on up to the north, lesser grain-producing areas, but areas all the way up into southeastern Canada expecting much below normal temperatures starting out Sunday and lasting in through the middle portion of next week. So those are a couple areas of concern. There's also still a severe drought in portions of the southeastern states, generally centered around northeastern Georgia and western South Carolina. There is expected to be some improvement there as a couple waves of rain go through. And again, severe drought in the areas of southern Oklahoma and central and southeastern Texas, also still in severe drought. So that's the big picture across the U.S. right now. South America, mostly dry, warm weather in Argentina. Yesterday, a few showers did fall in Buenos Aires and southern Santa Fe and southern Entre Rios, but resulting amounts were generally less than a quarter inch of rain. A few showers did produce slightly greater amounts in the northern portion of Santiago del Estero. Today's forecast has not changed significantly across Argentina relative to what we talked about yesterday, and that is showers and thunderstorms are expected to occur in a little over half of the nation's crop country this weekend. Most of the resulting rainfall will not be enough to seriously change crop or field conditions, but again, any moisture will be better than none ahead of next week's expected return of dry and much warmer conditions. A few locations may get heavy rainfall this weekend, but again, the coverage of the heaviest precipitation is expected to be relatively low. And our friends at World Weather Inc., Drew Lerner and his crew there, estimate that 27% of Argentina's soybean crop may develop under stress over the next week. Meanwhile, very good crop development will continue in Cordoba and neighboring regions. As far as Brazil goes, today's forecast expects eventual drying will occur in southern Brazil. Rio Grande do Sul will get the next opportunity for rain over Sunday and Monday time period, but amounts and coverage are expected to be light. Other areas in southern Brazil will get rain a little more often through the middle of next week, especially from Mato Grosso do Sul into São Paulo and southern Minas Gerais. High pressure will build in over Argentina early next week, and that will eventually move through southern Brazil through the middle and latter portions of next week. And the presence of high pressure will reduce rainfall in southern Brazil, bringing on some more accelerated net drying. Moisture stress may return to Rio Grande do Sul rather quickly because parts of the state still have low subsoil moisture. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola. Have a great weekend.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, March wheat in Kansas City opened at 592.5, down 2, last trade up 7. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 568.25, down 0.5, last trade up 8.25. July, 593.75, up 1, last trade up 10. March corn opened at 365.25, unchanged, last trade up 8.75. July, 386.25, down 0.25, last trade up 9. December, 411, unchanged, last trade up 9. March beans open at 997.5, up 3, last trade up 15.25. July, 10.15, up 1.75, last trade up 14.5. November, 961.25, up 3/4, last trade up 14.5. March soybean meal opened at $307, up $2, last trade up 6.40. March soybean oil opened at 34.31, down 9, last trade up 35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
As I look at these charts, and I'm kind of keeping an eye now on the March corn chart, the composite, it seems to me that the longer that corn hangs around in the level it has for the last 4 days, the greater downside risk there might be to this particular market. And it would, I think today it would be kind of nice to see a corn rally and actually get a settlement above Monday's low. Am I reading that right?
Well, that's exactly right. And I think what would really be wonderful is if we could rally and get ourselves above the 50-day moving average and close above that would be very, very positive all the way around. You know, we've got some fairly good things going on in the background today. Of course, we've got the American dollar down. You've got the outside markets up. And the weather forecast yesterday afternoon called for some rain in Argentina. And then today they again went back to it being hot. So I think it's interesting because for a long time the trade didn't even pay any attention to the corn down there. But they certainly are now.
So what do we make of that? That we're actually beginning to look at fundamentals again.
Yes, that's just what I was going to say. We actually are seeing some comments in the trade about looking at you know, the fundamental side of things. In fact, on the beans especially, there's more and more talk. Even though we saw a higher carryout number projected on Monday's report, that they're recognizing that 225 million carryout is still a very, very tight number.
So, are you thinking that this bean rally has further to go?
I think the bean rally is very much supported by the Argentine weather. Do I think it has a long way to go if the Argentine weather continues to be supportive? Yes, I think that we can go higher. But we have to remember we've got Informa coming out with some of their numbers, and I think most of the trade is expecting to see a big increase in bean numbers on that. So I think for that, depending upon where we are at the time they hit us with these numbers during the day today, it'll certainly have an impact. As long as Argentina stays dry, at this point in time, it seems as if the trade is inclined to want to take beans to a higher level.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get your calls on the day, please.
Well, I'm going to keep them pretty darn close to what they were on the overnights. You know, when you look at corn up probably 8 to 10, beans up 10 to 15, wheat up 8 to 9. You know, we just sold another 116 million metric tons of beans to China just a little bit ago. Hogs and cattle, I believe, are going to be followers of the outside markets, and so I would expect to see them a little bit higher. Today is pre-holiday, you know, so the markets will be closed on Monday. There should be some short covering, too.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.